بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قصيدة أشعار أبعار الله حضرت أقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد أقدس صاحب نور الله مرقده تتعيد الإذ جلساء قرب محبة محبة منك بي أيسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے صبح خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے خطا کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطا کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے گناہگاروں کی مدد حقیر کر اے زاہد نادا گناہگاروں کی مدد حقیر کر اے زاہد نادا کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہو کرتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاہدر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاہدر پہ جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بے جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد فرینڈز ایز از مینشنڈ ناؤ دیز آر دی اشعار آف اور الاسٹریس دادا شیخ رومی زبانہ تبریز دورہ عارف باللہ حضرت حق اقدس مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وچ از انٹائٹلڈ جلسہ قرب محبت دوز مومنٹس وین اے پرسن فیلز کلوزنس اینڈ پراکسیمیٹی ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ وین اے پرسن ریئلی پونڈرز اپون ہز لائف اینڈ فیلز ریگریٹ اینڈ ریمورس اوور ہز پاسٹ ہی فیلز ریگریٹ اوور ہز سنز اینڈ رانگ ڈوئنگز And then it sits, and without movement of the tongue or anything, just the thought of the heart, and he feels this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person really ponders and thinks back, and feels remorse, then, التائب من الذنب كما لا ذنب له. That person who did something wrong, and really repents sincerely and truthfully, and how much more sincerity can there be when a person now is talking alone in solitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is like a person who didn't do wrong at all. So in the first couplet here, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. That in this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to find closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to achieve the purpose of creation and coming into this world, then زبان خاموش رہتی ہے. It happens that the tongue doesn't mention one word. A person doesn't say anything. He's lost for words. And you see the eyes are welling with tears, and the tears are flowing, such tears which really extinguish the fire of Jahannam and really brings the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zuban khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. And you find that this person in his heart is crying and thinking and having this remorse and regret that, hi, how did I pass my life? What did I do? All these things. We look at others who are doing so much work of deen, and I could have also done this, I could have also done that, but alas, my time has just passed in trivial pursuits. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُوا وَلَهُوا وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. That take heed. What do you think? What is the life of this world? Just tomfoolery, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُوا وَلَهُوا. Tomfoolery and just playfulness, entertainment, pleasure, just passing time like that, competing with one another, vying with one another in accumulating wealth, and then boasting about one's progeny, one's family. I've got so many children, so many grandchildren, so many great-grandchildren. When Abu Lahab said to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if what you say is true, Allahu Akbar, this is what he said, that if what you say is true, then I've got so much wealth that I will purchase my ransom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. That whatever he accumulated his wealth and his progeny, both will not come to his avail, it will not be of any benefit to him. So further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, اگرچہ راہِ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشقِ صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. And in this field, in this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will happen that many a time a person will desire to do something, a person will desire that the opportunity to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents itself, and a person feels that I can gain some pleasure here, then Ashiq al-Sadiq, that person who is true in his quest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he wants to build a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will make sabr. Like we learn here, the sabr is of so many types. And the greatest sabr that when a person stays steadfast in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has patience of staying away from sin, and he has patience in staying in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Ashiq al-Sadiq, he will stay steadfast and will he be patient in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Sila ishqe majazi ka, ye kaisa hai arhe toba, ki aashik rote rehte hain, sanam khud sota rehta hai. That, oh person, think for yourself, that what is the recompense of this temporary love and illicit affairs of this world? That a person who falls in love with somebody else, that person, the beloved, doesn't even know that you're loving them. Like we learn here, that to be beloved to somebody else, you need some qualities. You need something to be in you. You need some metal. Now you fell in love with somebody else, that person doesn't even know that you are crying. You are spending your night restlessly. You are sobbing. You are all the time in this desire that how can I be with my beloved? That person doesn't even know that you love them. And when you fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more closeness and proximity and pleasure and comfort of heart you will feel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah, he says, khatao ki agar aayi daman pe zara siyahi, to apne aansuo se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. And if perchance it happens that a person falters, we are insan, we are human beings, we make mistakes, we err, and it does happen that we made a mistake by some chance, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all, then that person, with the tears of his eyes and the remorse of his heart, he washes off that blemish, he washes off that blot and that mark of the sin which comes onto the heart, like it comes in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person does something wrong, then a black spot settles on the heart. If he makes tawbah, then it is wiped out. And if he doesn't, and he commits another sin, then another black spot comes into the heart. And if he doesn't make tawbah, then in this way, one spot after the other, it encompasses the heart, and the entire heart becomes then hard. Then even if a person is told what is right and wrong, he cannot differentiate with it, between it. That's why we got this dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, warzuqna al-tiba'ah. That, oh Allah, show us the truth as truth, and make it part of our sustenance. Warzuqna al-tiba'ah, make it part of our rosy that we follow the truth. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَهُ. And show us what is astray, what is deviant. Show it to us as something that is wrong, and then give us tawfiq, make it part of our rosy that we stay away from it. Further, Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, گُنَهْگَارُوْ کی مَتْ تَحْقِیرْ کر اے زَاہِدِ نَادَا کہ ان کے آہُ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے. Then, O person who is treading this path and trying to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ever think that whatever you are doing, it is out of your own accord. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. If Allah gives us tawfiq, like we learn here, karam se unke mere samne unka haram aya. That is the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His fadl, it is His choice and His wisdom and compassion and kindness when He chooses a non-entity to come in front of His haram. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls us towards Him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq of doing anything good, it should not bring any feeling of superiority in us, that we are better than others. Don't look down upon anybody. Among gunai kabira, kisi ki tahqeer karna, to look down upon somebody, that I am better than him, or I am reading my salah, he is not even reading his salah. Somebody tells you something, and you say, but I did this, you are like that. When a person feels that he is better than others, then this drops the person totally from the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't ever look down upon any wrongdoer. Who knows what is his position? And so many incidents we have learned here, where a person made sincere tawbah and nobody even knew. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of his death made ilham to a person, a pious person of the time, to go and bury them, give them ghusl, give them kafan, and to bury them. So don't ever look down upon anybody. We don't know what is his connection and what type of tawbah he is making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what type of regret and remorse he is showing, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting that from him. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, فیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پہ جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. Then when going into the company of the Ahlullah and the pious and they teach us who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't remain just a five letter word in our life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a loving being, and we realize that who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how insignificant I am. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Laysa ka mithlihi shay, that there is nothing and nobody that can be like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when we learn this in the company of the Ahlullah, then دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. Then we will find this feeling of the closeness of and the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that comfort of heart, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that comfort and that good feeling will come into the heart only by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the last stanza, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah says, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. And any person who sacrifices his heart and soul and his feelings on anybody or anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then because of the crime of treason, like in the country, when a person is charged for treason, the sentence is that he must be hanged or the death penalty. Like that, because of treason, then this person will never ever gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all and bless us with his true love and muhabbat.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. We are doing the virtues of studying and teaching the Quran Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hearts also rust, just as steel rusts when moisture gets into it. He was asked, O Rasulullah, what is it that will cleanse the heart? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, abundant remembrance of death and recitation of the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us while we were reading the Quran. There were a few Bedouins and non-Arabs amongst us. In other words, there were some who could not read the Quran very well. Bedouins are generally uneducated. Those who are not Arabs are not very clear in their reading. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, continue reading. They are all excellent people. In other words, do not lose heart if you cannot read well. Furthermore, those who read well must not scorn them. Allah Ta'ala looks at the heart. We learn from this that we should not worry if our reading is not very clear or if we are gone old. We will not be able to read well, so we will not be rewarded, or we may be committing a sin. Look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled all of them and asked them to continue reading. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person listens to just one verse of the Quran attentively, a good deed will be recorded in his favor, which will continue expanding. Kutibat hasanatu mudha'afatan. Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says, we are not told to what extent it will expand. We hope that Allah Ta'ala has no limit for its expansion and that it continues to expand forever. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as for the one who recites that verse, it will be a light for him on the day of Qiyamah. And Hazrat says, which will be more than that expanding good deed. The other one listened to it, was expanding. He'll get even more virtue, the person who had recited the Quran. Hazrat says, Allah is the greatest. Look at the high position of the Quran Sharif. As long as a person cannot read the Quran, but he listens to the recitation, then he too will be showered with its rewards. O servants of Allah, this is certainly not difficult to do. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, continue reading the Quran, because it will come as an intercessor for its reader on the day of Qiyamah, and it will have him pardoned. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who used to recite the Quran will come forward on the day of Qiyamah. The Quran will say, O Allah, clothe him with a set of garments. He will be made to wear a crown of honor. The Quran will say, O Allah, make him wear something more. He will be made to wear garments of honor. The Quran will say, O Allah, be pleased with him. Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with him. He will then be told, continue reading the Quran and continue ascending in rank. One reward will be recorded in his favor for every verse. Details with regards to this recitation and ascension are provided in another hadith. That hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be said, read carefully and guardedly as you used to read in the world and continue ascending in rank. Your abode will be the last verse which you read. O Muslims, ponder and reflect over these hadith. Learn the Quran and make efforts to teach it to your children. If you cannot read or teach the whole Quran, do as much as you can. If you cannot memorize properly or cannot read clearly and correctly, there is no need for you to become distressed. Just remain attached to it. You will still be rewarded. If you cannot memorize it, at least look inside and read and teach it. There are many virtues in this as well. If you do not have the time or courage to acquire the whole Quran, you should at least sit in the company of a person who can read it and listen to him reading after having obtained permission from him. We have read the rewards for all of this in the previously quoted hadith. It is commonly understood that when it is necessary to do something and there is reward for it, then it is essential to adopt its means, and there are also rewards for the means. Based on this, it will be necessary to adopt the means for the teaching and learning of the Quran, and one will be rewarded for them as well. The means for this is that Muslims of each area must get together and establish a maktab where the Quran is taught to their children. Elderly people must also set aside some time from their jobs to learn a little Quran at a time. If a teacher cannot be obtained to teach for free, they must get together to pay him a livable wage. Poor children must be provided with food and clothing so that they could devote their time to learning the Quran. Whatever portions of the Quran the boys learn in the maktab, they must go home and teach it to the women and sisters. In this way, everyone in the house, the men and women, will learn to read the Quran. If a person cannot learn by looking inside, he or she must at least memorize a few short surahs. There are certain rights which are due to the Quran. They are: number one, a person must constantly keep on reading the Quran al-Karim, no matter how much he knows, the whole Quran or a part of it. He must continue reading so he remembers it. If he does not, he will soon forget everything. Number two, if a person has an inclination to study a translation of the Quran, he must not study it by himself, because there is a strong possibility of his misunderstanding something. He should rather study it in lessons under an alim. Or he can ask an alim what must he study, and any questions he has, he should go to the alim and ask him. Number three, utmost respect must be shown to the Quran Sharif. Do not stretch your legs towards it. Do not turn your back towards it. Do not sit in a place which is higher than it. Do not place it on the ground or floor. You should rather place it on a desk or pillow. Number four, if it gets torn, wrap it in a clean cloth and bury it in a spot where people do not normally walk. And number five, when reading the Quran Sharif, think to yourself that you are conversing with Allah Ta'ala. If you do this, you will see the effulgence which you will experience in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make.